Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Making connection. Live here.
Working on it. Oh, live on Instagram.
Live on Facebook. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil.
We even have our name in the background. See Keith back there on the
wall. Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny.
We're trying a different angle today.
Yes. So. Help our cell phone signal.
All right. We got news stories. We have questions, highlighted listings, and some ending quotes, as always.
That's right. You look like you're kind of far away over here. On
the, do I?
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little better. There we go. All right. Yeah, you want to start us off with our... Oh, you don't know about the news story.
No, you got to tell me.
Oh, okay. So my news story is kind of random. I just saw that Disney is going to be releasing the Mulan. Let me say that right.
What's the mule doing?
movie on Disney Plus for $30. So you have to have a Disney Plus account, and then you pay $30. And if you ever cancel your Disney Plus account, that movie goes away. Anyways, that's a new way they're going to release their movie. Yep. They were going to do it in theaters, but they kind of gave up on the theater experience, I guess. And now it's $30.
Wow.
Yep. So I'd be interested to know, do you guys think that's worth it? Do you think that's going to be the future of movie releases? Or do you even care? So that's our news story. That's happening in September, by the way. I don't remember what day. I think it's like September 4th or something like that.
So we've got time to decide if it's worth it.
Yes. Yep. We've got time to decide.
All right. So I have no news stories today. Ethan was the only one that came up with a news story. So we are moving right into questions.
There we go. All right.
All right. Our first question. You mean to go first?
Yep.
Am I allowed to carry a gun when my real estate agent is showing me a property? Well, if you're pointing it at them, that might be a problem. Is that, or you mean just carrying a revolver? Yes, if you have a concealed carry permit, then you are permitted to carry a gun. As most people know, that's very common around our county. A lot of people carry their guns. Mm-hmm. A lot of them carry them where you can see them, you know, so like you know who to go to if there's a serious problem because they have a gun on their side. Like, hey, here's my buddy. He's got his gun. But you can carry a gun on your side as long as you have the proper carrying permits when you go to see a property.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and a question that had come up with that was about the masks. And some states do have requirements on masks, but Indiana does not. You can have a mask and still have your gun as long as you have the proper licensing, like Trent said.
Can you wear your mask and your gun on your side and go in your bank? Is
that okay? I don't know.
We need to find out that one.
Well, if they have a no firearms sign posted on there, then you're not allowed to take firearms in. I didn't see that.
Do all banks have that?
I don't know. I actually don't ever pay attention because I don't carry my gun into the bank.
You're afraid I might think you can't for the wrong reason.
Actually, I hardly ever go into the bank. I just go through the drive-thru. So, yeah. Anyway, okay, next question. Oh, daggone it. Can I get a VA loan on a roof that needs repaired? That is, it all can... depends on the condition of your roof and also the appraiser slash inspector that is looking at your roof. It cannot be leaking, obviously, but it kind of just depends on what your appraiser or inspector says to the VA. If they think it's a hazard and needs replaced, that might be something that comes up. So It just all depends, really. And yes, it could be an issue. And yes, you could also get by with it. So, you got anything to add to that?
That's why you said daggone. You wanted me to have to answer that.
Yes. There's no clear cut answer there. It's kind of, yeah, it all depends on really the condition of your house. If it's in a really bad condition, then just plan on replacing your roof. Or having to give a credit or something to get that done.
Yeah.
That's just a, yeah, just something to think about.
I would say if your roof needs repaired, you ought to do it anyway. That's
yeah.
The thing you want to leave undone.
If you're having active leaks, absolutely, 100%, you have to get that replaced.
Okay. Next question. Does my house need central air installed before I sell it? Well, if you sell in the winter, it might not be as big of a problem. And does it have to have? No, it does not have to have central air. Does it help the selling process? Yes, it definitely helps for you to have central air. We do not live in the society from 50 years ago where a lot of people just had fans and that was good enough. We really are in a society now to where a lot of times people don't open their windows. So it has to be either heat or air or whatever time of year it is, or they're not happy. So central air is very important to most buyers right now. So the answer is, do you have to? No, you do not have to. The answer that goes along with that, do you want to? Yes, you want to have central air that works. So if you can afford it, put central air in. If you cannot, you will be getting a lower price more than likely, but you can sell it without.
Yes.
Kind of like a roof. If it's without central air and a roof, that can be a
problem. Yes, that could be a big issue. Just think about, would you like to buy a house that has a leaky roof and does not have central air? Just ask yourself that question. If the answer is no, then fix it.
Most people don't want to buy a house that you have to have a tent inside to keep
from wet. It comes with your own personal fan. yeah. All right, the next question. If my real estate agent thinks my house is worth less than I do, should I listen to them or go with my gut? Well, if it's us, then you should listen to us.
If it's someone else, you should call us.
Yes, that's right. And get another opinion. Honestly, I would just say listen to the real estate agents in your life over your own opinion, especially if you have no clue or don't mess with real estate day in and day out. We literally do this all day long. It's our job to know the market and to know what we can get out of your house and what your house might be worth. So I would definitely put more weight on the real estate agent's opinion of the price of your house than on your own, even though you might have lived there for 30 years and it's priceless to you. I would listen to the real estate agent's opinion of your price. Now, if you think that the real estate agent doesn't know what they're talking about, get some other opinions. Ask some other real estate agents and find out, you know, do they really know what they're talking about or am I really right? More than likely, you're probably, I won't say that. You're probably not right. No, it's hard to know what your house is worth.
I thought that was funny because as Ethan was reading that question, I just glanced down to see what it was. And what I read was, if my real estate agent thinks my house is worthless.
They'd get a different real estate agent.
They'd get a different agent.
Yes.
Anyway, I had to figure that out. Okay, the next question. What do I do if I think my real estate agent is unethical? Remove yourself from your real estate agent. If you think they're unethical, do not work with them any longer. Tell them you want to sign a release and you're going to get somebody else because you feel uncomfortable. You do not have to go into details. They do not have to have you locked in. If they are not working ethically, you do not have to stay in that arrangement. You can move on to someone else. That is part of our rules and regulations that we deal with. As real estate agents, we have to be ethical.
Yes.
And if you're in a position that you feel like they are not, then you need to get out of that and come to us like you should have done in the first place. But do not stay in an unethical situation with your real estate agent, for sure.
Yes. I will also say that sometimes I've run into where maybe a real estate agent, this is just on the web, you know, just hearing stories, but where a real estate agent might be unethical and the buyer or seller actually is okay with that because they think it's getting them a better deal or, wow, you know, they're cheating the system. I would just say if that's you, then almost always it comes back to bite you in the end. So it never really pays to hire an unethical real estate agent. If they're double crossing other people, they will probably double cross you. So
you could end up in a lawsuit.
Yes.
The way they operate.
Yep.
For sure. Definitely. Okay. That's the end of our questions.
Yeah.
We are moving on to our highlighted listings. Do we have pictures for our highlighted listings today?
We do.
Or are we just going to talk about
it? Yeah, but Instagram can't see it.
Instagram, we're going to have to check Facebook to see our pictures.
Yes. The first one I was going to talk about was 1451 Red Cedar Lane. We actually mentioned this last week, but it's a duplex. And the reason I'm bringing it up again is because it just got reduced to $114,900. So it's really a great deal. Four bedrooms, two baths, 1,700 square feet finished, and like 0.45 acres. So if you're looking in the Spencer area for a duplex or a four bedroom, two bath house, this is a great buy.
Another thing with that, if you are a first time home buyer and you have the financing, that is an excellent way to get into a place that will actually, the renters would help pay for most of your expenses.
Yes.
They'd pay for most of your mortgage in there. So
yeah.
That's something to think about. If you're trying to get started and you need a little assistance, if you have the financial ability to buy and you don't want that monthly payment to strap you every month, that would definitely be a little assistance to help you not have all the expenses that you normally would.
Yes.
For sure.
Yep.
Okay. The next one is one we've talked about before. It is 902 Main Street.
Oh, yeah. I put it wrong on there.
It's wrong on there.
Let me change
that. Man. This is in Clay City. It is 902 Main Street in Clay City. It is a commercial building. There was a hardware in there previously. This is a nice building. It's big. I mean, it's got a lot of space inside, 8,300 square feet, and it's in good condition. If you know of anyone who's looking to do some type of business in Clay City, this is definitely one you want to look at. We're down to a price of $134,900, and it's well worth that for what you're getting. Just a matter of finding the person who's wanting to start something in the Clay City area. Sure. Yep. All right.
All righty.
Moving right along.
Yeah, I think we're ready for our ending quotes. Before we do that, if you have a question about real estate, any question on your mind, you can always comment or direct message us on Facebook, Instagram, or you can email us, and we will answer your questions live. We do it every Tuesday, so we'll answer your question next week if you have a question.
Most every Tuesday.
Most every Tuesday. Oh, yeah, today is Wednesday. That's because somebody was on vacation, so.
Okay, let's hear your quote.
Okay. Let's see. This one is by Les Brown.
I
don't.
My favorite motivation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nope, I didn't. Well, he had a good quote, so
he's
one of my favorites now, too. All right. His quote is, "Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears."
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. My quote is by Paul Reps, I think was his last name. His quote is, "Have the fearless attitude of a hero and the loving heart of a child." That was pretty good.
That is good.
So thanks everyone for tuning in. If you have questions, post them. We love to answer your questions.
Yes.
Even though Ethan hopes the hard ones get put on me, we still love to answer your questions. And we will be back next Tuesday at our normal time, right?
Yep.
Next Tuesday at noon.
At noon.
So come up with questions between now and then, post them, and we will be glad to answer them.
All righty. See you guys.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.